pussy, walk that trick. 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 Walk that trick.
Welcome to one of our favorite editions of the Grizz Den podcast. The full crew is here. Brantley's in the house.
I'm very glad to be here, guys. Hello.
John Kraft is here.
Still feeling FOMO from not being on the last episode. So very glad to be here.
And hello, Ty. Thanks for hosting.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got a big show planned. We're going to take part in our annual over-unders. You're going to hear our opinions on the league at large. We're each going to throw out our five favorite bets. We're going to go around the circle. If we have a disagreement, of course, we will unpack that. And we will also then, at the very end of the pod, hit whoever we haven't thus far and go through the league. So you can, we'll have receipts. We'll just put it that way. But before we get going for this season, John, you listened back to last season's podcast and you recorded stats on how we did, both individually and as a whole. Would you like to share those?
Very much so, yeah. So especially since I did that. So I feel like it wasn't a total degenerate who wasted my time as I prepared for this year's and wanted to
but
listen
to
last
year's. But you are a degenerate.
I am. I
mean,
that's true.
It's not totally, but you are one, right?
College football was kind of boring Saturday afternoon, so I was just, you know, I was like, I need something to listen to. I'm watching. Basically, unfortunately, I came in last of the four of us, going 17-13, which is actually pretty good because that's still winning money. That's still above 500. So 17-13 is really good. In fact, if I go 17-13 this year, I think I would be super, super pumped because I think this year's going to be harder. We can talk about that later. But Ty came in third with 18-12, so beat me by one game. Brantley came in second at 20-10, so beating me by three, tie by two. And then Will, of course, brought home the trophy, going an amazing 21-9, so over two-thirds guessed right.
You know what that means, though, for this year.
Yeah,
it's going the opposite way.
Very impressive.
Fade me this year.
But I actually think as a podcast, for those of y'all listening, because very rarely do people like going and, you know, going for all 30 teams. When we all agreed, we went 10-3, which I think is pretty amazing. That would be amazing if we repeated that. I don't think we will. But 10-3, which is pretty amazing. And our three misses were, I think, three pretty common misses, were the Jazz, you know, who surprised everybody, the Heat, who honestly were really bad, but then obviously made the NBA Finals, and then the Detroit Pistons, that just basically were
better. They're going to be so good this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be.
So where they went way under, and we all liked them. But all that said, 10-3 is pretty good for collectively when we agree. So I thought it was a pretty good year last year for all of us to go above 500.
Love it. All right, so new year, a lot of movement this offseason, headlined, of course, by Damian Lillard in the Drew Holiday trade, made two of the East teams a little bit better. Some could argue maybe a little bit worse. We'll see. We'll see what the people think. Ty, since you were the host, I'm going to let you start us off. What's your favorite over-under bet?
So one of mine that I really like is the Cavs at 50.5, just banging that under so hard. They won 51 last year. I think they had a really, really fortunate season. Everything seemed to kind of work really well for them. I just feel like they had about as good as a year they can have. And they hit 51 last year. I just don't really think they're going to play any better than what they did. I don't think their roster necessarily got any better. I'm expecting by January, you're hearing the Mitchell to the Knicks buzz already starting. So that's one of my favorite ones. Cavs, 50.5, all the way under that. I saw some nodding, too, so I may not be alone.
I'm with you on the under. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. I don't think they got much better. I think this is a weird team that I don't trust their head coach.
JB.
I'm sorry.
I'm half game over.
Okay.
So
it's right on the number.
So
honestly,
along with Will, I'm under. So I agree with you, but I think it's going to be a slight under. So it wasn't one of my favorites, but I'm definitely under too. I just think, I mean, when Windhorse comes out and basically says Donovan Mitchell is not going to return to the Cavs, and like stakes sort of, which he did, like sort of stakes is like, I'm really hearing this, hinting at that. I'm wondering how that, you know, obviously I have a very negative opinion of Donovan Mitchell, especially in the playoffs, but as a player, and that's why I was under on them last year. Obviously they killed and they went over, but so I agree with you on that.
Brantley, what's your favorite over under bet?
Okay, let's just for fun, I'm just about to do something sort of crazy. I don't know why I really liked this, but I just really think that Washington is going to go over. I know this is very counter to the narrative. Their line's at 24.5. Last year they did 35 games. I think with sort of some of their additions, I think they might be sort of a quasi-decent island of misfit toys and do better than some of the other bottom tier folks in the Eastern Conference.
This year's Jazz?
Maybe not necessarily that crazy where they would have like a breakout player, but I just sort of think Poole can score. Tyus is a great regular season player.
Super solid,
they added Shamet face. They just, I don't know, they lost kind of the weird thing with Beal. I don't know. I just sort of feel like that there's a lot worse teams in the Eastern Conference. And so I just think that Washington, they're just going to outperform their 24.5 line.
I worry if they trend positively in the first half of the season, which is, I think, where you're going to have to rack up most of these wins. They've got the long term in mind. It might shut some people down. If Tyus is playing too well, he might all of a sudden have a knee issue.
Or trade them.
Or trade them too, for sure.
I feel like that number is really low. I'm definitely, one of my themes this year is that I don't think there's going to be any sucky teams, at least for the first 2-3 months, like just terrible. That's an automatic win. It might be later on that happens. And so I don't like how low that number is, but I still want a slight under on the Wizards.
Kraft, what's your favorite?
Number one favorite, not even close, Phoenix Suns under. I said way back in July on a podcast, blind under for the Suns. Unfortunately for people out there, I got a much better blind under early when it came out, and then they traded DeAndre Ayton, and then that moved the line a little bit as people started to realize how terrible the Suns were going to be. And so I'm an under, and you're going to hear me shorting the Suns in a lot of future podcasts on Grizzden as well. I'm super under on this. All my themes, having no depth, doing the super team thing, but not having any really superstar players anymore, having every one of your good players be injury ridden, basically having a 25-30 defense.
So you're saying Booker is not like a superstar anymore? Are you including Booker in that?
But I've always thought Booker is like an 11 to 20, probably 15-20 player for me. I think he's been super overrated. I think he didn't do anything until Chris Paul showed up, and I don't think he's going to do anything now that Chris Paul's gone. So that's my opinion. I'm low on the Suns. Plus they're not even like an amazing 3-point shooting team. They all take a bunch of mid-range jumpers. I just think they're going to have to score like crazy. Their three main guys are going to have to play 38 to 40 minutes a game. That's a recipe for injuries. All three of them have been injured a bunch the last 2-3 years. And by the way, if you're a Grizzlies fan out there, cheering against them this year is going to be amazing because we get to swap picks with them.
I also have a heavy under on the Suns.
I did too.
We are aligned.
They only
in
won
everything.
45 last year.
Chalk it. Four for four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard, it's easy. Hard under on that one.
Josh Okogie, fifth starter, best defender on the team. So take that. I said bet the over on everything with them except for the win total. Like, their games are going to be crazy high scoring on both sides.
I wanted to bet them to win the in-season tournament and somehow miss the playoffs, but that wasn't a prop, so I couldn't. But that'd been sweet.
Former partner DraftKings, if you're listening,
yes.
Ty would like that.
Come on.
Okay, I've got my other blind under every year, LA Lakers, under 47.5. I have them at 45 wins, so it's not like a crazy under. I just have written down this as a system play. If you look at the odds in the last decade, the LA Lakers have gone under 80% of the time, at least. And
listen to that stat.
And if you are banking on LeBron James and Anthony Davis trying in the regular season, you're doing it wrong. Austin Reeves is having a cultural moment right now. You've heard my thoughts on Austin Reeves, so we won't relitigate that. He's the number one on the podium for Weeked In listeners. And yeah, easy going all in on Lakers under. And also, I'll say this, just as far as like the whole league is concerned, I would go through the way I do this is I go through and basically predict my record for every team. And my goal is to have it be like exactly equal wins and losses when you total it all up to get as close as possible. And when I did it this year, I only had for the first way through is 1,207 wins and 1,253 losses. So I really am not loving a ton of teams this year. That's my like overall theme. I can poke holes in just about all of them, and it's so I'm heavy on unders overall.
I had 18 unders. Yeah, only 12 overs.
So I mean, that might be a more summary discussion if we have some time at the end. But like, that's kind of how I'm looking at this year.
Yeah,
overall. But LA Lakers are my top pick.
Will, let's snake it. Head on back around.
Sweet. Okay. Speaking of,
where are we all in the Lakers?
Yeah. So I was gonna say, that was another one of my personal favorites. So I'll go to my secondary favorites later. But I love the Lakers under. That was number two. That was also a blind under back in July for me. Like Will was talking about. And also, by the way, 80% for Lakers last 10 years. 80% for LeBron James teams in the under as well. So that's the double whammy of LeBron team,
the double
and the Lakers
80
team.
So the 160.
Yeah, and I agree. Might say. But and I would say I agree with Will. It's not like they don't have Westbrook playing for them. Like I do think they'll be competent. We might have to sweat a little bit, but I'm going for the stats. The only times they've gone over in that 20%, they've only beat the over by a game to a game and a half. Like they always underperform the number. So I think it should be like an almost every year occurrence.
And it's just, it's a Vegas thing too overall. They know that no matter how high they put the line, they're going to get public money on the over so they can put it as high as they want. So that's like behind the scenes stuff. New York Knicks over is my next bet. I have Tom Thibodeau absolutely loves to play his starters and just grind them to the bone. Toronto was the only team that played more minutes for their starters last year, and their coach is now gone. So I don't think you're going to see the same level from like a Raptors team that you saw last year in terms of their starters playing minutes heavily. But the Knicks haven't changed one thing about their style, and I think Jalen Brunson has a year under his belt. I really like their top eight rotation, so I think they're going to be a really competent regular season team. That doesn't mean I love them for the playoffs, but I thought 45.5 was a little low for them. I actually have them at 48 wins for the season, and this is just a bet on Thibodeau caring about the regular season more than 95% of teams. So that's one of my only over bets that I'm feeling really good about.
Yeah, I felt good about that over too. That's what I did. I have them finishing fourth in the East. I really liked they added Dante DiVincenzo.
Same.
I can't say that. Yeah. And they lost Toppin. I mean, but I think that the Dante add, I like him. I think he's a solid regular season player. He'll be able to help them in the playoffs too, but I really liked that over as well.
Same. Hard over. My big determining factor is I literally looked at the Cavs number and I looked at their number and I thought, why is this 5-game difference? This is wild to me. I think they could push 50 wins. I think the Knicks are going to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm all for the Knicks this year. I think Brunson just like changes
slight
everything.
Over for me, just because I don't know. Just looking at my rankings, I didn't have them as high on the rankings, and so I had to deal with that. But I still am an over with y'all, so we're agreement on that.
Crafts. What's your second bet?
Second bet. Okay, so this is one of my favorites that I haven't mentioned yet. Hawks over. I love the Hawks over. I think this is Quinn Snyder's second year. All the coach bud tree, especially the ones that have shown have a long track record of overperforming the regular season, which Quinn Snyder does. I think the Hawks basically were at this number last year, and it was the weirdest year ever. Coaching change, devastated by injuries, the weird John Collins stuff. I feel like Quinn Snyder is going to get the best out of this team. I think Trae Young is out to prove that he's just as good as Luka Doncic, which he is. That's another for a take for another time. And so basically, Hawks over, would not be surprised if they really outdo this number and get 50 wins. I have them as a home court team in the East.
I could not disagree with you more. I cannot stand this roster. I love this under. I have them maybe flirting with play-in type areas in the Eastern Conference, and I love Quinn Snyder, but I don't think that he can turn Trae Young into a team player.
Kraft, I think you and I are aligned on the Suns, and you and I are also aligned on the Hawks this season. It's more, I think, a function of I look at the East and I look at coaching in the East, and I it's a Snyder thing. I hope to be wrong. I hate this team, and I hope that they are
Brian
like,
Sorgen Fry, if you're listening,
in the lottery. We hate I hope that squad. They're in the lottery.
I may or may not have, or maybe about to text Brian about some wagers I made.
I just think 42.5 is a little low, but I hope Brantley's right.
I thought that number was like perfect, honestly, because I was like, I don't really know. I could see it going a little over. I could definitely see them going a little under. I chose slight under. I think they're right around a 500 team. I think the top of the East is really good, the bottom of the East, and there may be like one of two teams that may be in the middle. And I think they're going to kind of get eaten alive by the top dogs in the East. So,
Brantley, what's your next one?
Can I interest you guys in our favorite joking team that somehow people think are going to be 10 games better this season, and that's your Detroit Pistons.
It's one of mine.
Like, this is I just don't understand how we all don't just absolutely crush the under on this one. How are they 10 games better? Doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry, Kelsey Wright Johnson. They're not going to be good this year.
I have them 7.5 games under this number. Like, this was one of my largest variances.
They won 17 games last year.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
One of the – I would analogize
them.
They got
Monty Williams, though.
I think they're the Sacramento of the East, and I could see in a couple years the Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham thing really not working out, and Detroit making a Halliburton for Sabonis type trade to sort of make their rotation make more sense. And that's what I think is going to have to happen, because this squad just is not doing it for me. Monty needs a year at least to establish a culture. I don't trust Cade Cunningham's health. I'm hard under on that. I think they'll be the worst team in the East.
Same thing, under. I don't love it as much as y'all do, but I'm definitely under on it.
I literally have Pistons dash this team is bad written next to it. So hard
this
under
is why
now.
You listen
gonna
to this podcast,
this
folks.
They're going to be good this year.
They're going to be so good this year.
They're going to be so good this year.
All right, Ty.
Okay, this is I really want to talk about them. This may be a little takey, but I kind of like it. I got the Magic 37.5, just so hard over on that guy. I think I hate to even say this team out loud, but I think they are this year's OKC, where they play their tails off. They have a lot of like quality young talent that are now starting to like, you know, the fruit is showing, right? I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be at least 500, and I definitely have them, oddly enough, like in the East playoffs, which is kind of wild. I think the Magic are going to be good. Now, like, how good are they going to be? Again, 500. That's 42 wins, obviously. Or, yeah. Wait, 40? How many wins is
41,
that? 41. 41 wins. Right. So, I'm getting several games under that. I love the Magic's over.
I'm with you on this. I did the same thing.
Let's go, baby.
They got Mac McClung. I mean,
that's
you know.
It.
So,
the
they got
dunk
contest winner. But they did add Ingles from a vet perspective. Yeah. I just think that they have some interesting things going for them. I really liked this over. I have them finishing right around playoff contention, top of play-in.
I have a slight under. I actually think this number is perfect for them. This is one of the ones I went back and forth on a ton. So I don't know. I could see them making a run and being, like, honestly a play-in team, like a 7-8 seed in the play-in. I can also see them just underperforming, just a lot of – I just would like to see them be a little deeper and have maybe one other good quality player. So I went slight under, but I don't know. You almost convinced me to go over. So
I have them at exactly 500, which is good for the over. I think the Jalen Suggs, Markelle Fultz, Cole Anthony thing needs to work itself out. Like, they need one of those three to really pop and
they're
going to
bail on
themselves.
One of them soon. Though,
exactly.
Like,
they have to.
Now they're starting to kind of trim the hedges. Yeah. Like, a lot of the project stuff is over. Like, now it's time for Powell. I know it's only year two, but, like, he flashed a lot. Like, the Franz Wagner buzz. Like, that's got to happen soon. Wendell Carter has been on the fringe of being a really good player for several years. Like, the guy's got to eventually do something. I don't know. I like him.
All right, Snake, your third favorite,
Ty. Darn. I want to talk about this other team, too. We're clearly all skipping the Grizz, so I'm not going to talk about that. I just had a really good comp for this one. So I'm going to go Kings, 44.5. I'm going under on that guy. And I compare them to any of you NFL watchers. I think they are the equivalent of the Vikings this current year in the NFL. The Vikings had basically everything go right for them last year. I think they won the most games out of any other team, like with a one-score game, essentially. De'Aaron Fox was the clutch player of the year last year because his numbers were outrageous in clutch time, and they were also in clutch games all the time. 44.5 seems kind of low, but I kind of like the under. I think they're a 500 team too, especially in the West, in today's West.
This just almost felt perfect to me. I just think that there's a lot of teams right around this line. I have a slight under.
Okay, they're one of my favorite overs, so I disagree. And I thought, honestly, going into this, that it was going to be an under. But honestly, I hate the rest of the Pacific Division so much that I just am like, they have to get a couple wins. And I have so many unders everywhere else in the West that I thought, you know what? I think everything did rock out perfectly. I don't necessarily think they're going to be as good in some ways, but I still think they're going to get over the number just because they care about the regular season. They want to stack up wins and they're young, which is very different than a lot of other teams in the Western Conference. So because of that, I have the over.
Yeah, I'm over, and it's one of my least confident overs. I can totally see this falling apart with one injury or just a few. I think the Vikings comp is perfect. Like, they're one of my least confident overs, but I do think they're still at that point where they're riding high. They want to prove that last year wasn't a fluke, and I think Mike trusts Mike Brown and his preparation. So, hesitantly, I will be going over here.
So this is going to sort of start to lead a little bit into my thinking for the season in the Western Conference. I really like the Golden State over. I think that they added – I think that they're going to figure out the Chris Paul thing, how to balance it out with Steph. I just sort of trust them to figure that out and to sort of lean into maybe the positive trajectory narrative that could come their direction if they start getting rolling. They added Rudy Gay and Dario Saric, which I think – I could just for some reason see – them kind of fitting into those vet type players where with Golden State, you're just like, how in the world is Rudy Gay really helping them? Like Jeff Green maybe did for Denver or something. So I don't know. I know that Rudy's much older, but that's just, I just really like it. And I really like Golden State this year.
Welcome to the family. I had a feeling I was going to like Golden State, and I insinuated it on a few pods this offseason. And I really do. I enjoyed watching their preseason game with Chris Paul and Steph Curry. It looked like it worked. I want to throw out two names, though. Bojan Bogdanovic, Anfernee Simons. Those are two players that I could see, if it all goes south for Chris Paul and the Warriors, those are two players that are on two teams that are going to be bad. And I could see them being just really easy fits next to anyone on the Warriors. Like, those are two teams I would keep in mind. But I'm not expecting them to use it necessarily if they don't need a trade. And I am also just, with it being a contract year for Klay Thompson, I don't love Klay at this point in his career because of his irrational hatred for the Grizzlies. We'll see if that subsides with Dylan now gone. But yeah, I just think they're going to know that this is arguably the last chance for them with Steph Curry being in his mid to late 30s. I really like this over 47.5. I have them at 51 wins.
I'm a slight over. There's a part of me that just feels like they're a bad injury from Draymond or Steph away from being like out of the playoffs at all completely. But at the same time, I think Chris Paul is a net positive for a team. They just did not have Andrew Wiggins much last year. I think having him back is going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. So they are over. It's not one of my favorites, but they're a slight over for me. So, like, I had them at, like, 48, 49. So, just going slightly over.
The Wiggins thing is huge. It's almost like a new player for them in comparing year over year.
Yeah.
Kuminga is also on watch. This is the swing year for him. And it's looking like, based on preseason, things are going well.
And honestly, with y'all saying, I mean, part of my over is just that they've gotten they don't care about the timelines anymore. They know they have to maximize this season. And so they are going to make, if they are not good, they're going to make trades to make sure they're good. And so I see them, you know, potentially performing at the over slightly.
Yeah, I thought the number was really good, honestly. I was kind of going back and forth. I think I took like a slight over, but it was like not by much. I think I have them in like the high 40s. Because I can just see them kind of almost, Will, to your same rationale, but a reason to like not go nuts in the regular season. Like, this is our last go. All of our players are getting older. Like, we have to be prepared for April. So let's really try to like kind of get the young guys a little bit more like reps. Like, you speak on the Kuminga, Moses Moody. Like, if these guys are going to be on the roster, you feel like they're going to have to play to an extent. And like, you got to kind of start giving them minutes. And Kerr like hates to do that, clearly. Like, he has the quickest trigger pulling those guys. I think it's going to be close. But I think, I mean, I'm convinced that like the one seed in the West is going to have like 50 wins. So.
All right, Kraft.
So this is actually one of my five favorites is still on the board. And that is the T-Wolves over. So which is hard for me because I don't like this team at all. But they only missed that. This is a 4-game improvement from where they were, I believe, last year. Maybe not even that much, is it? It's like
two and a half game
improvement. And they only had Cat for like 25 to 30 games last year in the regular season. I feel like they were still adjusting to everything. So I'm out on this team, like, future. You know, y'all know me. I don't like any of the players on the team. I think they all get overhyped. Cat could get traded, which actually might help them. And all this stuff's going on. I just have a hard time thinking that they're not going to be 2.5 games better with kind of having adjusted with the consistency with Mike Conley for a year and with Cat, I think, for several more games than he was there in the past year. So I like the T-Wolves over.
Out of principle, I took the under.
I know that's where my head and heart
were. I just can't see how this team is successful. I think I tried to think of like what would make me take the over. It's like if Cat gets traded early, and I just honestly like I just didn't see it. Like, I know Anthony Edwards was pretty decent in the FIBA stuff, but I just didn't see anything from him where I'm like, oh, he's going to take this quantum leap
right this
next season. Now, he still could, and so I think that has got me just feeling like this team is just a fragmented mess.
Yeah, no, I'm honestly, I mean, what was frustrating is I wanted to come in here and get to slam Anthony Edwards and take the under, but honestly, it's Conley, it's Kyle Anderson, it's I think they have a good coach, I think Gobert is good for regular season wins, all those sorts of things.
I got him over, but it's another kind of like less than confident over.
I had him over too because I kind of forced myself to like, on the teams that I was like, I think these teams are really even, so I got to pick one over and one under, and I picked between them and the Pels. I picked the Pelicans under, so I was like, I guess I got to pick their over. I think they're destined for like the next century for like 46 wins and the sixth seed for like ever and like lose a competitive first round series. That's the Wolves to me.
Yeah, I agree. Is it my turn?
It is.
All right, great. Gosh, there's so many tasty unders to choose from. I think I'm going to go with the Clippers, 46.5. That's only one game less than the Lakers. And I just got to go under here. It's based solely on the fact that they are they just don't play their guys. I feel like their roster at this point, if you're, again, premiering Russell Westbrook, even though he wasn't terrible, but at this point in his career, not being terrible is a compliment to him. I don't trust this team as far as I can throw them. And they are obviously keeping their roster together because they're opening a new arena and don't want there to be just like a tanking team to introduce the fans to it. And so yes, there's a Harden trade potentially on the horizon. That makes me feel better about the under, to be frank. There's so many mouths to feed all of a sudden if Harden's now on this team. And I just think this is another system play. They're overhyped. They could put it together, but we've been saying that for like since 2019 when this team was formed. And I'm just kind of tired of like expecting them to all of a sudden put it together. So under for me.
I'll go ahead next because I'm certain y'all all agree. I actually disagree. And I went with the over, and this is the most shocking thing that I did. I went on their over last year, and immediately I was like, God, that's dumb. I think that this is my rationale. When Kawhi plays, he's amazing. And I think this year I'm convinced he's going to play. I think with the whole new rules about, like, you can't just be, like, load management. You got to have, like, a legit injury. Your star players have to, you know, you can't just sit them just to sit them, all this kind of stuff. Kawhi got, like, that brought up to him in, like, media days, and he was like, guys, I've been hurt. Like, I just haven't, like, not played. I think he feels that narrative around him, basically just, like, he doesn't want to play. He only wants to play in the playoffs. And I think that shifts, and I think people have forgot about Kawhi. Me included, a lot of the time, until you watch him in the start of last year's playoffs, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this guy's a freak still. I don't know. I'm kind of convinced on Kawhi, and that's probably a terrible person to bet on. I think 46.5, honestly, is a pretty good number. I could see it even being like 47, 48. I think it's close. But I have all the teams bunched around there basically going under, so I was like, I got to pick one over, so I went with the Clips. And I'm sure y'all all disagree.
I'll say I agree with you, Ty.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going over. So as weird as their year was last year, they won 44 games. I agree with you. And honestly, Ty Lue's already come out and said we're going to compete in the regular season, which is a funny thing for a coach to say. So I just think they're going to get 2.5 more wins somewhere. Like, honestly, this was in my 5 favorites. And then I remembered that Russell Westbrook was on the team. And so it went off of my 5 favorites. But I still have the slide over. So I agree with you.
Yeah, there's just no way this Harden stuff with them goes well. I'm on Team Will here. There's just no way that the combo of like Kawhi and Harden and Westbrook goes
this
well.
This is a fantasy basketball team.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's a fantasy basketball
team.
It's
so dumb.
Won 44 games last
year. I could
year.
Not disagree with you and Ty more.
That would,
like,
still be under this
no
year.
I know, but they're gonna find 3 more games. Kawhi and Paul George are going to
no
play
way.
More games
they're
year.
Terrible.
Be very
like, they're
afraid.
Terrible. They're not good. They don't know how to play basketball.
All right, coming back around on the snake. I kind of been waiting for Kraft to choose one under because I want him to have the floor on it. So I'm going to choose the one I don't think he's going to choose. And so I'm going to go New Orleans under. They're at 44.5 right now. Let me just read their injury report to start the season. Mm-hmm. Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado, Larry Nance, Najee Marshall. All on the injury report.
Zion?
And by the way, their marquee player is Zion Williamson, who's played 5 games in the last 3 years, basically. So I am just going to – this is just based on everything we've seen in this team. 44.5 is high. I have them actually at 37 wins for the season. I can sense already they're going to come out slow just due to injury, and I don't blame them for that. You can't control it. But Trey Murphy was a guy who was like, you know, they thought they had really found something. I like watching him play, but he's going to be out for 10 to 12 weeks. So I'm like, there's already a big rotation piece. And if Herb Jones is out, then they have zero defense, especially on the back line. So this is another team. Take the overs in their games, but I'm taking the under on the win total.
Will and I didn't get together, but I am right there with you on this one. My comment. I had 2 comments on this. Was will they have a healthy player on their roster by the end of the season? Move them to Seattle. And the 3rd comment was, I just sort of – the whole Brandon Ingram FIBA thing I think is weird. He's a player to me that I just feel like from a confidence perspective, like I just sort of think that could get him off to a slow start too, and then all of a sudden this team is just like 12th again. And or like, who are we? No one cares about basketball in New Orleans.
It's so frustrating to me. Like, somehow Brandon Ingram escaped, and they want to scapegoat a guy who played super hard at a position he wasn't a best at, in a system he wasn't best at, and barely got the ball on offense. And yet Jaren was playing like a crazy person, trying hard at FIBA, and yet Brandon Egram, who basically quit on Team USA, and like nobody seems to be talking about it at all. It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, I'm hard under on the Pels. I've watched two preseason games. If I followed their people on Twitter, and they were all like aghast at how the Pelicans weren't even trying at all. The vibes are terrible. The injuries. I mean, I just like it's weird because you think, man, they should be better than this, but you just got to take the under on the Pels.
Yeah, same.
Thanks, Ty. Yep. Analysis.
Thanks.
All right, Brantley, next bet. Oh, no, sorry, crap.
Let's go.
I have two unders I'd love to talk about. Trying to think. I also have an over that I think will get people upset.
Just get your Mavs takes out.
That's
of the way
what
now.
I was waiting for.
Okay, Mavs them. Under.
There we go.
Mavs under.
I wanted to take them like three turns ago.
Yes,
but I know.
Well, weirdly, because I think this is the number is honestly, if they hadn't started tanking, is around where maybe they would be. So like it's I'm not a hard under, but I'm a slight under. But I also think that this has all the potential for being a total disaster. Kyrie has not been normal in a season since 2017. That is six seasons of him doing something weird. That's out there. I don't understand what they're doing. Everybody says Grant Williams is a third best player. He was getting DNPs for the Celtics in the playoffs. I don't understand why everybody was so high on them. They're apparently trying to start a rookie center. There's another team out there that's doing the same thing. They're not good. Rookie centers are not good. I don't understand what they're trying to do. They have a terrible coach. This has all the makings of disaster. It's a poorly run organization. Just because, even though I don't think Luka's that great, I do think because he puts up a bunch of numbers, he's about a 500 player. That's what teams do. Like, he couldn't even make the playoffs. I'm glad he got all NBA. Mavs under. Not as hard as I would like it to be, because finally they figured it out and barely made them an over 500 team, but an under.
Agreed.
Same.
All right, Brandon.
I have two. These are just going to be takey, and I'm going to like zag like you've never thought of zagged before. I am going to take the over on the Houston Rockets. I think that 31.5, they won 22 last year, is like a terrible team. I think they added, I mean, y'all know how I feel about Dylan, but I do think he helps win in the regular season. I think Van Fleet is a great regular season player as well. They've got other, like they got Jeff Green, who I think will help. I just think that they did some stuff to where they're going to really look to win. They're surrounding their rookies with talent or, you know, just good role players. And I just think that they're going to be frisky. So I think they're going to compete and do better than 31 games.
I love that. That they're an over for me. Obviously, you know, I think Dylan's a floor raiser for the regular season. I actually like him. I like their draft picks. I like the fact that Kevin Porter Jr. is gone. I think they have a real coach in Ime Udoka who's going to make them play defense. And so I don't know if they'll get off to a good start. I'm a little worried about that with the transition, but I actually think I'm actually glad the Grizzlies are playing them early. But I think they're gonna get over this number. So I'm over as well.
Under, barely.
I had a slide over too. Van Vliet, very competent. Dylan, again, like Brantley's point. And I think Jalen Green is now put in the role that he's meant to be played as like this off guard, you know, that doesn't just have the ball all the time. I think Van Vliet's going to dominate the offense for the better.
And Will's favorite player, Sengun, apparently grew a couple inches.
That's my one thing. Honestly, on them. I think they're like rim. I think their defense and rim protection is going to be very, very bad.
Yeah. I just think you can't put together a team like this much turnover, and it go well first season. Let's revisit next year, sure. Because I think that they're a contender for an over next year, but I'm just like right on the line. I'm just opting for the under.
Honestly, the over for me for the Rockets is also a collective that 7 through 10 in the West, or really the 8 through 11, me being pretty hard unders on all of them makes me think Rockets might be able to jump up there and get a few wins.
All right, Ty. I think we're on number 4.
Is it
four?
Me?
Yeah.
This is 4-5.
Yep.
Let me see. So this is one that I y'all probably disagree with. I got the Sixers going over. I think 49.5 is a little low. They won 54 last year. The Harden stuff, my guess is that kind of like the water's clear at some point. I think they got a really good roster. And I think Embiid is awesome in the regular. Obviously, he won MVP last year. I think Nick Nurse is a really good coach, and I think they needed a change in vibe. I think he brings it. I could see it. I almost picked Maxey for most improved. I think Maxey could blow up. I think they're a really good team. I think they win. I think they win 50. I know that's like right at the number, but I like their over slightly, probably. But I like their over.
Under. Don't trust it.
Same. Under.
I'm on Ty Island again. I got the over.
I'm wrong. I had the over too.
Okay. Sorry. I just think Daryl Morey goes. Daryl Morey teams get 50 wins. I just think whatever happens with the Harden situation, Daryl Morey always seems to pick something out. It doesn't win the title, but it does well in the regular season. So I expect them to get 50 wins.
They get like a first round pick in Norm Powell. I still think they're going to win 50.
You guys are crazy. This team is going to absolutely self-destruct after this season. Embiid's going to ask out. Like, this is going to go terribly.
I think Nick Nurse brings them together. Yeah. The vibes in Toronto were awesome before he left.
Yeah, Melton's going to save them.
I had them going.
I'm kidding. They were terrible.
I had them going 50-50 wins.
This was just a really hard pick, honestly. I have a few marked in red. Like, I don't know what to do with this, and this is one of them.
I just think there's like four teams in the East, and everyone else is just like either average or very below average, and I have them in the top four, so I think those top four teams are just going
to
win a lot.
They have to win 50 games to go over.
They won 54 last year, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, they were great. They could till the playoffs.
Yeah. I
mean, they had the MVP.
Exactly.
All right, Ty, what's number five? Yeah, he's got his MVP now. He's going to quit.
Okay, so another, high number. I'm going the Bucks over. They won 58 last year. Their number this year is 54.5. I think Giannis comes out just like a demon possessed after losing in the first round last year the way that he did. I think he's maybe the most competitive player in the NBA. I think Dame is going to be rejuvenated. I don't know anything about their coach, literally nothing about him. I think
he's probably awesome.
Yeah, probably, honestly. I just think they are just destined to be an awesome regular season team. When you have Giannis and Dame, those two together, who knows what their defense will look like in the playoffs at the point of attack and all that kind of stuff. But I think regular season, they're going to be really, really good.
They also didn't have Middleton a lot last year.
At all.
And they were 58 wins. I'm with you. I think this is a great over to hit.
I'm a slight under. I think they went down in coach for the regular season, and Coach Bud, he's probably the best regular season coach there is. And they downgraded. They got rid of an awesome player for an overrated player in Dame Lillard. So slight under for me for the Bucks. And they're all older. So there we go.
I've got 54 wins on the nose, which is half game under. I still think they're going to figure it out by the end, assuming health. But that's a big assumption for a team that's got Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton has had this weird preseason thing going on where he hasn't really played at all. And so I'm a little worried about that coming right out the gate. And I don't love that, like, Pat Connaughton is going to be super important for them to really make it far in terms of depth. So I'm a slight under, but that's still, I think they're going to be, like, low to mid-50s, which is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I took my shots, but I still have them as the 2 seed and a slight under. So, but I do think they're under. I think they're a worse team than they were last year.
If they're the 2 seed, there's no way they don't beat the over on this.
No.
There's no the East.
I've got them
at
2 seed at 54 wins.
Yeah,
there's no way.
That's where I am with Will.
That math doesn't make sense to me.
All right, Brantley, number five.
I'm gonna just go to the bottom of the barrel again. I don't understand how Charlotte got better. They won 27 games last year, and the over under here is 31.5 games. I just don't see it. I love this under.
I'll say I lean the under, honestly. Before the Miles Bridges news, I was going to be over on them. It just was another weird cultural thing. I'm actually higher on Brandon Miller than most people, too. So I actually think you look at their roster, and they should win more than 31 games. They're just everything about them is weird, and the Bridges news put me at the lean under, but I'm not a strong under.
I'm under. I got the actually right at 31. So I think it's, again, just like flirting with the number, but I'd rather opt for the under with Charlotte than the over.
Yeah, I'm an under too. I'm kind of with Brad. I don't think this team's very good. I think LaMelo is, speaking of overrated, I just don't know if he's very good either. He'll make a couple like flashy stuff. I could 100% see Rozier off this roster midseason. I could definitely see Gordon Hayward off this roster midseason. I mean, outside of LaMelo, who's their like second best player, PJ Washington, I just think their roster is really bad. I just don't think they're a good team.
Yeah, they also have some pick stuff that incentivizes them to not be good.
Yeah, so. I just think they're bad.
Yeah.
All right, Kraft, number five.
So I'm gone with the things I love, except for one that will hang out there for the end. But I'll go and say Thunder under.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Can't say under without thunder. Thunder. Is that how that goes? Can't say thunder without
and
under.
And I'm not. I wanted to be more hardcore about this under. But honestly, because of the expectations from so many people, I'm way under on them from what people from the media's expectations. But I actually do think, you know, they're a decent roster. They will get a little internal improvement. At the same time, I don't know why people are getting excited about them having a rookie center and thinking that.
What's his name?
I believe. Would you tell me?
Is his name Shet?
Oklahoma Shet.
So he is. I just don't like, people are excited about his length and stuff. He's still super weak. I mean, we've experienced it with Jaren. It's just big, tall guys. Like, he might be good in a couple years when he gets some strength on him. I just think, like, I think of us playing him. I mean, Steven Adams just destroying him down low. I honestly think they got a lot of benefit from other teams around them tanking and them playing some teams that didn't want to win towards the end of the year. I think they outperformed their win total. They do have a good coach, but overall, I just don't see them being more than a 500 team at best, 41-41, which is obviously under the number. I cannot believe that they're even close to us. It's like, that's a total outrage that we're just one game above them in the line as a Memphis Grizzlies. Ridiculous. So under on them.
This is a money where your mouth is under for me. Like, it's just, it was another blind under on principle.
This is team Woat. When you combine like Bertans and Shet on the same team, like, how can you even do anything other than just like hammer the under?
Did y'all know that Bertans is the second highest paid player on the Thunder?
Yeah, he is.
It's amazing. And like, SGA is great. But like, he can get shut down. Like, we shut him down multiple times last year. I just don't understand it. Like, when you pay attention to him and you watch him, like, in peak games, he just isn't.
I mean, I think they're going to really deal with teams actually caring about them and planning them and showing up in OKC knowing they're going to have to actually show up. So I just think they got a lot of, like, nobody believes in us wins last year. So
I'm going under two. My analogy for them is golf handicap. It's really easy to go from like a 15 to a 10. It's pretty hard to go from a 10 to a 5. It's incredibly difficult from go to like a 5 to a 3. I think the jump in the NBA to go from like a 38, 39 win team to like a mid 40s is a lot harder than going from a 30 win team to a 38 win team. And I think the Thunder are going to realize that this year. So I'm going under on them as well. And the end of last year, they were trying their hardest to make that play-in game. Teams around them were just bailing on the season. I think they went 500 in their last like 12 games or something. I don't know. I think they're a 500 team. I think they're going to win 41 games and be the 9 seed again or whatever.
There's going to be so many excuses at the end of the season. I can't wait. Where are we? Is it my turn? Okay. Toronto, I'm taking the over.
Do it for Darko, baby.
Doing it for Darko. I also think that the number's 36.5. That's just too low to me. I still think they're a 500 team. Pascal Siakam playing for a Supermax this year.
Getting traded.
Yeah, maybe. But I actually don't mind Dennis Schroeder in this spot as a point guard who can score for them, because you look at their wings, OG Anunoby, Scottie Barnes, Pascal Siakam. Like, those are the perfect compliments to a guy like Schroeder who can't guard anyone, but he can score. Darko's already said he's going to use Jakob Poeltl like Steven Adams just at the high post, and they have plenty of guys who can slash. I like their draft pick, and I also...
Grady Dick?
Yeah, That's right. And I also just think that Darko has to put his best foot forward this season while he has a roster that can actually compete night to night. And I just think it's going to so much better vibes out of Toronto now that they moved on from Nurse and are just, I think, going to have a refreshed sense of, finding a new identity. So I'll go over on this number.
I'm going under. I think this team is just broken internally. I think trades are going to happen. I think this Masai is finally going to be like, I thought I could do it. I thought I could resurrect this team. They're going to start out like 8 games under 500, and then it's going to be a fire sale. That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't see how this team wins many games for the long haul all season. They're an under for me.
This was the hardest pick on my board for me, but I'm going a slight under. So if you're out there, you're doing well.
Love it. 21-9, folks. Quick editor's note here. Our recording got cut off for a few seconds. We went to the top of the East and all took the over on Boston's line, which is 55.5, and we all took the under on Miami's line, which is 45.5, and then the conversation picks up when we start talking about Indiana.
Had a slight over with them.
I went slightly over too, mainly just because I think this bottom tier of the East is same. Just weird.
Yep, same.
And I think that they might be sort of competing in that play-in spot.
Yep.
So,
and Carlisle's a great coach.
Yeah, and Carlisle's great. So, and Bruce Brown had looked good this far.
Yep.
But I think he'll figure out his role, and I like Bruce Brown. So,
I wanted to really love the over, but it's a slight over, same as these guys.
Under for Indiana.
Ooh. 21-9, folks.
Two straight.
21-9. Make that 22-9.
Couple zags, brother.
Brantley, what do you think about Chicago?
Man, this was my one that I was just like, gosh, I don't even really know what to do with this one. They're just weird. They've got the Lonzo thing that's just tough.
People don't talk about that enough.
It just is like,
that would have changed their team, I believe.
It just trajectory. I just also think that I don't really know what they did or didn't do to be like much worse than last year. So that's why I've like got them slightly over, because I just think this is just in that middle tier of teams that I still think is going to be fine, assuming that they don't like blow it up and get rid of DeMar.
Yeah, slight over. Just assuming Caruso is not going to miss as much time this year. They'll have a little better injury luck. So slight over.
Under.
I've been under too. I think the NBA has passed them by.
That is succinct,
the
and I agree.
NBA.
Yeah, this one was one of the hardest.
Not everyone.
Because I feel like this is
but
like
most teams, yes.
37.5 is like perfect.
It is.
Bulls.
It is. All right, Kraft, Brooklyn, last team in the East.
Oh, Brooklyn was another one. So all these dumb East teams with 37.5 lines. I lean slight over just because they have zero incentive draft-wise. I feel like they could make some picks. I just feel like I like their guys. They don't really fit. But I just feel like they're decent enough that I lean a slight over just because I needed to give somebody in the East an over, a slight over. So slight over. I don't feel good about it at all, though.
That you basically said exactly what I wanted to say, and it's like, but can Michael keep it up? You know, it's like
Michael.
That's where Michael.
Love it.
Michael. Bridges.
Michael.
Future Grizzly. Somebody told me once.
I love it. It's probably just keep it.
Those draft picks are still available, Nets, by the way. It's still available if you want to.
I have the under.
Brantley, you had the over?
Yeah, slide over.
Okay, I had a slide under. I think the vibes couldn't have gotten better. I think they kind of come back down to earth. That's my guess.
I look at the roster, and I think Mikal is a great fantasy basketball player, and everything else is just kind of meh. But we'll see. Denver, first in the West. First team that we haven't discussed in the West, and I have a slight over for Denver.
I have a slight over too. Honestly, and it's annoying to me. I came in picking under, and then they've just looked so good in the preseason, and the rookies have looked good that I might end up. I just because they just are not deep at all, but I think they actually now, because so many people have dismissed them, are going to have a chip. So slight over, don't love it, but slight over.
I went slight under. This team is just playing for another championship, and I just don't see them doing what they did last year.
Same. I went under. Back to the preseason, I drafted Kenny Pickett in fantasy football. We'll talk offline how well that's going for me. Preseason.
So I was having a great season.
If Denver were located in Memphis, they would be under for me, but they have the best home court advantage in the NBA, and I just think that counts for a few more games than
we give
credit for.
I think the Grizz have actually won more. We have the best record at home in the last two seasons. Kraft, am I right?
You are right, but I also get that. I understand.
No, you're right. You're right.
Humidity. Yeah, but what is that road record like? That's the
not
problem.
Humidity. Atmosphere.
Yeah.
We'll skip the Grizzlies.
Sea level.
And we'll go to Utah. Brantley, what do you think about Utah?
I just had a slide over. I don't know. I just feel like they're in this weird middle ground state and think that they can continue to compete a little bit. I don't feel great about it.
I have a slight under. This is one of the ones I wanted to stay away from. The reason I go under is that their picks protected 1-10. So I just feel like if they're even around this, they're going to start sitting people trying to make sure they're in the top 10. That, and I just think they had a lot of good players at the beginning of the season last year when they got off to that really good start. They don't have those guys. They traded them away. So slight under, but this was a really good number to me.
I have the over, and I wanted to find a bet that they would have more wins than the Thunder, and I couldn't find it, but that would be my bet if I could make
Kings,
it.
DraftKings, just put it up on the board, please. Thanks.
I like the Jazz. I really do. I think their center is leaps and bounds better than Shet, and the guy's getting zero buzz, and I think he's a really good center. I can't even think of his name right
Walker
now.
Walker Kessler.
There it is.
Out of Auburn University.
Of course. I think he's really good.
Me too. I've got a slight over on the number. I only have it at 36, but it's still over. And I like Will Hardy a lot, their coach. I think that they also have an amazing home court advantage if you look at the numbers. Portland, Kraft, what do you think?
Blazers, you know, I actually don't think their roster is terrible, but I do think their coach is, and I think a lot of those guys might be gone. So I went under. But I don't love it, but I went under on the Blazers. Also, and just like somebody in the West just needs to be terrible. So Blazers under.
Under. Anthony Simons, trade candidate number one. I just think, yeah, not much to it here.
Not under two.
Under.
And San Antonio, 29.5. I have the under here. I just basically don't think that the Spurs are going to play fast and loose with Wimby. Their roster hasn't changed that much apart from drafting Wimby. He's probably going to be awesome, and I don't think it's going to be this year. And so I think it's also a number that's going to be inflated based on all the hype. So I'm going under.
Yeah. Is Wimby really worth 7.5 games from their season total last year where they didn't really do much? I don't think so. That's why I went under.
Under for me.
Same.
And, wow, impressed with our time. We were trying to keep it in under an hour. We have a couple minutes to talk about the Grizzlies win total. We're going to have a full prediction pod about the Grizzlies. But, Kraft, I'll give you the floor here to start us off.
Grizzlies, 45.5. So ridiculous of a number. I feel like we had the year from hell last year. None of our starters ever played together. All of our good players missed a lot of time. We had all the jaw stuff. We had a terrible road record, which was also sort of weird for us. And with all those things, we still were a 2 seed. I look around the rest of the West, and I just look at all the other Western teams other than the Nuggets, and I am underwhelmed by all of them. All of them seem to be old and injury prone. And then I look at the Grizzlies, and yes, we're going to miss Jaw for 25 games. But I think we hit this over pretty easy. I have us clearing 50 wins. So I think it's an over for me. Not even close. I mean, honestly, I was going to be a blind over anyway because we're just always undercounted. And I was starting to get nervous because we're like the favorite bet over for almost all the analytics gambling people out there. But then I saw the public was way down on us. So then I knew this is perfect. Grizzlies over 45.5. I could comment more, but I'm going to try to save it for later pods. But I love this. This was my number one. I mean, I had two blind unders that I loved in the Suns and the Lakers, but this is easily my favorite over. We're just way better than 45.5. So that's it.
Over for me.
Over as well.
Yeah, I took the over. I mean, I think we're going to do better without Ja for a period than what people think. And then when Ja comes back, we're not going to be dealing with the drama, hopefully.
hopefully
for a period of time.
Yeah, and I think Tyus Jones, which has been the big thing people have said. I think Ty covered this well over the summer. I think he's slightly overrated. I think all of us would agree that Marcus Smart's definitely an upgrade over Dylan. And between him and Bain, I think they can cover the point guard stuff. I don't think Derrick Rose is amazing defensively, but I think he'll be fine as a backup for the first 25 games of the year. So, and we have Steven Adams back.
I think to Brantley's point about the distraction stuff, I guarantee you there will be some major storyline in the first month of the season that will absolutely take over whatever residual stuff is left over about Ja too. When Ja comes back, I think it will strictly be about, oh, Ja Morant's back. I don't think it'll be as much about, because I guarantee you something else big will happen. That's my assumption.
Yeah. I also think, just if you're looking at it purely analytical, there's too much weight being put on the Ja Morant suspension. And just from a over-under number line setting perspective. And so I just think it's smart money to put on the Grizzlies over. And if it doesn't hit, something had to go really, really wrong. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. One statistic throw out there, Taylor Jenkins, 4-0 as the coach on the over by 8.3 points. Sheesh. I mean, 8.3 wins average.
Love that. Love that. All right, guys. Over under pod, take the bets if you dare. But that's our take on the NBA, and we will keep ourselves accountable next year. But tune in for the next edition of the Grizzden Pod, where we will be doing our annual futures contest. Tune in.